Tony Windsor, the news is he's heading back to Canberra, their power broker in the hung Gillard Parliament. We expect Will announce this morning that he'll take on Deputy Prime Minister Barnaby Joyce in the New South Wales seat of New England. Our political editor, Alison Carabine, stands before me. Hello, Alison.
Good morning, Fran.
Tony Windsor left federal parliament less than 3 years ago. He wants back into the big game. Why?
Well, he lives by the credo that the world is run by the people who show up, and Tony Windsor wants to show back up in federal parliament when he formally announces this morning that he's contesting the election. He'll cite a number of significant local issues which also play out nationally, Fran. First of all, there's the future of the NBN. He says it's yet to roll out completely in Tamworth and Inverell, which are in New England. There's Gonski education funding, which the government isn't committing to. But the big overarching issue for Tony Windsor is the Shenhua watermark mine on the Liverpool Plains, which has really galvanised considerable local opposition, including Tony Windsor, Fran. So that will be Tony Windsor's main campaign theme. And this is a short clip of Tony Windsor, courtesy of Late Line last night.
Well, I have the saying that the world is run by those who turn up. So if you're concerned about the world that you live in, should you try and do something about it?
So there has been speculation, Fran, that Tony Windsor could contest a Senate spot, but he will bite the bullet and take on the harder task of recontesting his old seat of New England, which will put him up against his bitter rival, the Deputy Prime Minister Barnaby Joyce.
And it is very much a hard task, isn't it? I mean, Barnaby Joyce holds New England by more than 19%. Since his election, he's been elevated to Deputy Prime Minister. What chance do you give Tony Windsor?
Well, look, Tony Windsor is certainly backing himself in. He has very good name recognition throughout New England, and he did leverage his power in the Gillard hung Parliament to deliver for his seat. And he's got some good local issues to campaign on, but yes, he's up against the Deputy Prime Minister, who also has a very high profile, backed by a whole party apparatus and, of course, importantly, funding. Barnaby Joyce holds New England by close to 20%. But if Tony Windsor secures Labor and Green preferences, he would be in with a shot. But it is game on in New England, Fran. It will be the closest watch seat at the election.
And look, they're coming and going everywhere at the moment. Liberal MP Teresa Gambaro, she's announced yesterday she will not recontest her seat of Brisbane, which is a surprise. She's a good local member. Yep. She was a critic of Tony Abbott. She was one of the few coalition MPs to continually and in a high-profile way push for marriage equality. Apparently some of her colleagues are annoyed at this decision because it's come pretty late in the piece and Brisbane is a marginal seat. But she's possibly going to be replaced by former Queensland Premier Campbell Newman.
Yeah, look, it's just speculation at this. It's speculation at this point that Campbell Newman might nominate for the seat of Brisbane. It's not confirmed. He would have to be mindful, however, of the high number of high-profile state politicians who make the switch to Canberra and then disappear down a black hole, never to be heard of again. Canberra can be a career killer for state-based politicians.
He's got a pretty good pedigree, though, Campbell Newman.
Well, his mum and dad both served in federal parliament, so there would be an inclination for him to come to parliament. But Teresa Gambaro, she was a Liberal moderate. She will be missed.
Thanks very much, Alison.
Thanks, Fran.
Alison Carabine, our political editor.